This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. All eyes are on Britain as the country gears up to begin the rollout of a coronavirus vaccination program. Britain will start dispensing the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech Tuesday, the first Western country to begin vaccinating its population against infection from the coronavirus. Britain is the worst-hit European country from the pandemic, with more than 61,000 deaths from COVID-19. Prime Minister Boris Johnson hopes to turn the tide against the disease by rolling out the vaccine before the United States or European Union. While other countries gear up for rapid rollouts of COVID-19 vaccines, Switzerland is taking a slower path, caution over speed, according to a leading vaccine expert. Claire-Anne Seagrest, one of Switzerland's leading vaccine experts, told AFP, while rushing was understandable for the worst-hit countries, a more cautious approach was reasonable in the Swiss context. And in the United States, pressure is on Congress to come up with a COVID-19 relief bill. AP Shelley Adler has more.
An FDA advisory panel is scheduled to take up a request Thursday to authorize emergency use of Pfizer's vaccine. Vaccinations could begin just days later, but initial supplies will be rationed, and shots are not expected to become widely available until the spring. So health experts like Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House coronavirus response coordinator, say only we can save us from this current surge by wearing masks and social distancing. The virus is blamed for over 280,000 deaths in the U.S. Yesterday, 2,254 people died, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins. I'm Julie Walker.
The Vatican says Pope Francis will make a pilgrimage to Iraq in March. Pandemic conditions. This is VOA News. The Vatican says Pope Francis will make a pilgrimage to Iraq in March, pandemic conditions permitting. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni has announced Francis will make the March 5-8 visit, with stops in Baghdad and the plains of Ur, linked to the memory of Abraham, the biblical patriarch, as well as to the cities of Erbil and Mosul. Bruni says the trip's schedule will take into consideration the evolution of the worldwide health emergency that the COVID-19 pandemic has created. It will be the first trip abroad for the 83-year-old pontiff since November 2019, when he visited Thailand and Japan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has picked California Attorney General Xavier Becerra to be his health secretary, putting a defender of the Affordable Care Act in a leading role to oversee his administration's coronavirus response. Separately, Biden picked a Harvard infectious disease expert, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, to head the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. If confirmed by the Senate, Becerra will be the first Latino to head the Department of Health and Human Services. The United States said Monday it will continue to recognize opposing figure Juan Guaido as Venezuela's president, despite disputed elections giving leftist leader Nicolas Maduro total control over national institutions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement, quote, "The international community cannot allow Maduro, who is in power illegitimately because he stole the 2018 election, to gain from stealing a second election," end quote. Russia hailed Venezuela's legislative elections as transparent. AP correspondent Jan Olsen explains the pomp and ceremony of the Nobel Prize ceremonies have been reined in this year amid measures to slow the spread of COVID-19.
This year, there will not be any big Nobel Prize ceremonies in either Stockholm or Oslo. The reason for that is the virus. Ceremonies will be held across Europe and the United States in the cities where the award winners live and work.
If you'd like more on partial results in Romania's general election indicate the opposition Social Democrats won Sunday's vote with just under a third of votes in both houses of parliament. The centrist liberals of Prime Minister Ludovic Orban came second with around a quarter of votes for the two houses. The centrist alliance USR Plus, a likely coalition partner for the liberals, won a little more than a sixth of the vote. A reform-minded fiscal conservative, Orban is expected to be nominated. I wrote Dr. Robert, VOA News.